We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriya Satoira, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Lamed Tes. This halacha has taken us a few weeks, and now we're coming to close to the completion. The last topic we spoke about, we discussed Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and we also spoke about the Hafsakos, the breaks in the Torah, the Parshios, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, Parshas Lech Lecha. We spoke about the breaks within a Parsha, the different Hafsakos, the Peis and the Samachs, why the Torah was prepared that way. And the last item we discussed was the Halacha, that when somebody is invited up to the Torah, we must read a minimum of 3 Psukim. And not only that, but when the Torah is being read, the Baal Koreh has to make sure that when he stops at the end of an aliyah, that there's at least 3 psukim left in that paragraph. If there's only 2 psukim left or 1, even if he says, no problem, I'll read 2 psukim from here and I'll start the next paragraph for the next aliyah, that's not acceptable. There has to be at least 3 psukim left in the paragraph in order to break over there. And also, when we're starting an aliyah, we're not allowed to start an aliyah unless there were at least 3, either we're starting at the beginning of a paragraph, or there are at least 3 psukim in front of it in that same paragraph. So we spoke about this in the previous year, we explained it, and now Rav Nosson Zalei adds a little to it. V'ato tira, and now you will see, shezehu merumos bedivrei Rabbi Seinuzal, that what we spoke about earlier is hinted to in the words of our rabbis, she'omru. They said, she'osur lahaschil ulesayim pochois mishloisha psukim somuch leparsha, that we're not allowed to start a Torah reading or finish a Torah reading if there's less than 3 psukim to go, either in front or in back of where we're starting or finishing from. Mishum hanechnosin v'hayotzim. And the rabbi said, the reason for this is because we're afraid in case somebody comes late to shul, they're going to walk into shul, they're going to see that we're starting an aliyah from Pasuk 3, they're going to say, that's interesting, that means the previous aliyah only read 2 psukim, psukim 1 and 2. So you're allowed to have an aliyah with 2 psukim. They're not going to assume that we read additional psukim from a previous paragraph. Or the case of somebody who has to leave shul early, and he sees we finish an aliyah, and there's only 2 psukim left in the paragraph, and he's going to say, interesting, I didn't know that for the next aliyah, it's okay if we just read 2 psukim. So Rav Nosson Zalei said, we see that the Gemara takes this seriously, because the Gemara says that this is the halacha, that we cannot, you have to finish the paragraph, or start in a different place. Ramzu Bozeh, our rabbis hinted us in this, that any Jew who wants to receive the Torah, that's what the Torah reading is really all about. When we hear the Torah being read in shul, that's Kabbalah Satorah for us. That's each and every Jew that's there listening to it is hearing it from Hashem on Har Sinai via Moshe Rabbeinu and is committed to accept, to listen to and accept what he's hearing. Shehahechrich sheyikro daiko lefochoi shloisha psukim. That Hashem is telling us that you must read a minimum of 3 psukim. Why? Because as we explained earlier, the Zohar HaKodesh says the main test that a Jew comes to this world to battle is the test with women, the test in the relationship between men and women, keeping that in a completely kosher, healthy context. And therefore, the Zohar HaKadosh says, we know that the Yetzer Hara tries very, very hard to invade a person's brain and heart, because he knows that's where everything begins. It begins with thought, which leads to speech, which leads to actions. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, tries to invade a person's mind with sinful thoughts, illicit thoughts, etc., as an opening, to create an opening for the person, chas v'shalom, to fall into sin. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained in chapter 8, in the second half of Likut Imran, that the way that a person keeps those thoughts out, the barrier is the Gimel Moichin. The three parts of the brain serve as mechitzos, barriers, walls, to block those thoughts from getting in. In order for them to operate, the three parts of the brain have to be functioning properly. We have to feed them. What do they eat? They eat Torah. And this is the reason why we said the minimum Torah reading is three psukim, to feed those three parts of the brain, of which we mentioned earlier, Sheho Iker Lesakein Moyach HaShlishi. The most important one of the three is the third one, the Das. Sheshom Kol HaNisoyoin VaHaBeirur Kanal. That's where the tests are. And that's where the real sorting out between good and bad is in Das. Just like we find at the beginning of creation, Hashem, the test was a tree that was called the Eitz Hadas Tovara. That's the arena, the ballpark, where good and bad are found in close proximity, and a person needs an effort to be able to separate them and to avoid the evil. Al kein osur lahaschil ulasayim poches mishloisha psukim samach laparsha, and this is why the Torah teaches us that it's forbidden to start or finish a Torah reading within less than three psukim of the end or beginning of the paragraph. Mishum hanichnosim vayoytzim. Because of people coming into shul late or leaving early. Shiloyitu, that they shouldn't be mistaken, get a false idea that it's okay to read only two psukim for a Torah reading. Hainu, shiloyit. So now Rav Nosson Zal applies this to Chassidus. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes this halacha and showed us how this plays a role in each and every one of our lives. Hainu, what this represents is shelo yite hanichnas liskariv l'Hashem Yisborach, that a person who is coming in late, person who's entering into service of Hashem, should not make a mistake and think sheyicholim lichnois batoira. The person should not mistakenly think that it's possible to come close to Hashem with two psukim, which means with only working on the two parts of the brain, chokhmah and bina, without sorting out the third part, which is the das. Sheboy achizas eitz hadas. That's where the real action takes place. The real place of activity is in the Das. That's where the Eitz Hadas was. Ki oz chas v'sholem im yite bozeh, because if a Jew will make that mistake into not realizing this whole issue of the importance of the Das, and that there's a major battle that has to take place to sort out the good and bad in Das, lo yiskarev lo'olam. The person will never succeed in coming close to Hashem. Ki tekev kishayavar ma shebehechrech lavar olav, because the minute the person is going to experience some turbulence, they're going to start going through some battles with the Yetzer and some obstacles and other things, yuchal lipoil legamri chas v'shom. The person will be able to fall and quit totally. V'chein hayoytzei. And so to a person who is going out, as the halach had said, the people who leave shul, v'chein hayoytzei tzorech lizoher beyoyser, so to a person who's going out into the world, or going out, moving away from the kedusha, tzorech lizoher beyoyser, that person has to be especially careful, shelo yite sheyikru l'achrov rak shnei psukim, not to make a mistake of thinking that when he leaves, they're only going to be reading two psukim, meaning, Hainu shebehechrech sheyimotsu gam yoitzim. Rav Nosson Zal says, what the Gemara here in Halacha teaching us is that there's no such thing as a person staying in the Kiddusha all the time. People must leave the Kiddusha. Ki'ef sholiyos bifnim tamid. It is impossible to be inside all the time. A person cannot stay in shul 24 hours a day. They cannot stay in the Beis Medrash 24 hours. They can't sit in front of a Gemara 24 hours a day. So a person must go, ubehechrech lotzeis lachutz ktsas. A person must go out a little bit outside of the Kiddusha. Avloz tzorech lizoher beyoyser shelo yipo legamri chas hashem. But when a person does that, when a person leaves the shul, when they leave the Torah, then they have to be especially careful not to break, not to lose the connection completely. Shezeo b'chinas azhoras habekiyus hanal, b'chinas boki bayil, boki benofik. This is what we spoke about earlier, about the warning that Rabbeinu Zal teaches us, that in order to come close to Hashem, a person has to know how to go up and how to go down, how to enter and how to leave. B'chinas zako manda'ayil v'nofik. As the Zohar Kodesh says, fortunate is one who enters and leaves successfully. We know the Gemara in Chagiga tells us the story of the four great, great tzaddikim, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and Acher, who were nichnesu lepardes. That's the wording in the Gemara. They entered into the orchard. The orchard there means an incredibly high level of spirituality. And the Gemara says all four of them were affected differently. The Gemara says the Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, became an apikoros. He lost it completely. He saw things that confused him, that he couldn't interpret properly, and therefore he fell out totally. The other two, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, but one of them got so connected to the spirituality that he couldn't leave. He didn't want to leave, and he died. His soul left him. The second one got connected to so high a level of spirituality that he couldn't bring it back down. When he came back down, he was talking in a way that people couldn't understand him. So to them, it sounded like he had lost his mind because he had connected to so high a level of spirituality that he wasn't capable of bringing it back down and formatting it into a way that people could relate to it. The Gemara says it was only Rabbi Akiva who was nichnas v'yotza b'sholom. That's the wording of the Gemara. Who entered and left in peace. Meaning, he was able to enter into this incredible high spiritual level, and he was also able to leave. He didn't get stuck there. Person needs to know, Rabbi Nachman writes about this in Likutei Moran in a few places. Even though a Jew's mission in this world is to climb, we're supposed to climb and keep climbing, trying to get closer and closer to Hashem. Person has to always know to come back down. Until it's his time to leave, he ain't allowed to leave. He can't say, wow, I love it up here, bye. A person is not allowed to do that. Until he's been told by Hashem that his time is over, he's required to go back down. And if he doesn't, he's making a mistake. He's doing something wrong. So here we're talking about this concept of nichnas v'yotza, being able to enter and leave, know when to leave, to know when to leave, how to leave, and to leave in a healthy way. There are people, when they start coming close to Hashem, they get on fire, and they go to shul in the morning, and they forget about their wife and kid, and the wife calls up screaming, at her, where are you? What happened to? What do you mean what happened to me? I'm religious. I became religious. See in 40 years, see in 24 years. Not everybody can handle that. Not every wife can handle that. Not every husband can handle that. Not every household can handle that. He can leave. He can do it. Chas v'shom, he could come back and find total destruction. Chas v'shom. So this is where it requires tremendous knowledge and care to know how to go up, how to come back down. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is speaking about here, that the person who's leaving, going out, shouldn't make a mistake and think it's possible to come close to Hashem, to Torah and Avodah, through two psukim, without sorting out the third one, which is the Das. Shehu b'china shloisha psukim daika, ki em yitta bozeh chas v'shon, because if the person makes a mistake about this, yuchal lotzeis legamri, then he can leave permanently, chas v'shom. He can go out and never come back. V'al kein romzu kol zeh Bahadin shel ha-hafsokoi shebein parsha le-parsha. And this is why our rabbis hinted this to us in this halacha, where it speaks about the breaks in the Torah, the different breaks. Shaloi lahaschil ulasayim shnei psukim samuch lehem. That a Jew should not start or finish a portion of Torah within two psukim of what's before or after. Ki kol ikra ha-hafsoko shebein ha-parshiyas hoya b'shvil zeh. Because as we learned earlier, the whole concept of breaks in the Torah portions was for this reason, was for the das, especially to give a person a chance to absorb what they're learning and to apply it to das, to know how to apply it, to help them separate between good and bad. Because in this world that we're operating in, it's a place of good and bad. And unless a person has that third moyach, the das, and unless they know how to sort things out, that this is one of our major responsibilities, to make the right choices. Life in this world is all about choices. Every time, choosing. Do this, do that. Eat this, don't eat it. All the different choices. Because the whole concept of the breaks between the parshas was for this purpose, in order to encourage and help those who are entering and leaving, that they should remain steadfast in their process of coming close to Hashem, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zako manda'ayel v'nofik. Fortunate is the one who enters and leaves. Paragraph Mem. Now, in this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal quotes three other sources in the Torah, where the Torah emphasizes that our connection to Hashem, to have a proper connection to Hashem, requires three. He's emphasizing this number three here now. This is what the Pasuk says in Eov, chapter 33. Hein kol eile yifal kel pa'amayim sholoishim gever. All of this Hashem does with a person twice and three times. Two times and three times. V'ze b'chinas, and this is also the Pasuk in Hosea, chapter 6. Yechayenu miyoymoyim. Hashem gave us life in the past 2 days, bayoyim hashlishi yekimenu v'nichya lefonav. And on day number three, he will establish us, he'll set us up firmly, and we will live before him. Shebishvil zeh misarech ato hagolus hashlishi kol kach. Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'm going to tell you a secret. Now I'll tell you why this third exile that the Jewish people are going through now is so different from the first two. The first two were baby stuff compared to what we're going. The first two were a couple of hundred. First one was 70 years. The next one was a couple of hundred years. Now we're going through an exile that's thousands of years. Why? Bishvil levarer hamoyach hashlishi. Because in this third exile, we're working on das. We're trying to fix up that third moyach. Levarer bechinas eitz hadas. To fix up, to rectify the whole pigam of the Eitz Hadas. Sheze nase ikoroi al yidei bechinas Yaakov shehu shlishi lovois. For which the main tzaddik that works on that third moyach and das, is the third one of our forefathers, which is Yaakov Avinu. Shehabayis hashlishi she'onu mekavim yeh nivna al yodoi. The third Beis Hamikdash, which we hope will be rebuilt by Yaakov Avinu in his chus, k'moisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara tells us, shezeu bechinas, and this is also tied into the famous pasuk in Koheles, chapter 4, where it says, v'hachut hameshulosh loy bimheiro yinotek, a cord that's made of three strings will not be broken easily. That's something that's solid that you won't be able to break. Okay, so Rav Nosson Zal is bringing proofs to show us the importance of this three when it comes to Yiddishkeit, the three forefathers, the 3 days that Hashem mentions, and the three moichin, the three parts of a person's brain, of which the most important is the das. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now, u'kamoshu b'klolius, and just like this applies to the Jewish people on a general level, kein hu b'protius etzel kol adam. So too, this applies to each individual Jew. Sheho ikar levarer hamoyach hashlishi kanal. The main part of the brain, the most important part of the brain that a Jew has to work on and fix and is the third part of the brain. Shezeo b'chinas kriya b'toyra shloisha psukim daika. And this is the reason why an official Torah reading must be a minimum of three psukim. Sheze yef shulavarer kiyim al yidei kama aliyois v'yoridois. And Rav Nosson Zal says, it's impossible for a Jew to work on this and to fix up the three parts of the brain, especially a third part, unless the person goes through ups and downs. Shehein b'chinas ayil v'nofik, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as entering and exiting. V'al kein gozru sheloi lahaschil olasayim pochas mishloisha psukim somuch leparsha. And this is what's meant when it says in the Gemara that you're not allowed to have a Torah reading less than three psukim. And the reason is especially because people are coming in and going out, meaning that because in Yiddishkeit, a Jew is always going to be coming in and going out, going through ups and downs. Therefore, it requires a minimum of three psukim, an injection to the brain, a full injection to the brain, which means the three parts of the brain, of which the most important one is part three. This is why a Torah portion is three psukim. This is why we had three forefathers. A person would say, why? Wouldn't it have been enough to have one daddy, you know, that's got all of it? No, we needed three specifically, corresponding to the three parts of the brain. Each one has a unique, important function. Paragraph Mem Aleph. V'zeh sherom zurabay senuz al b'divrei manal, sheomru le'inyin ha'hav sokois, shehoyo liten revach l'moyshe. And this is why the rabbis over there in the Gemara, when they discuss this topic, when they speak about the breaks in the Torah, where the different breaks are, they say that one of the reasons why it was necessary to have these breaks were for Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Hashem was teaching him the Torah, to give him an opportunity to think, to absorb, to process what he was being taught. V'simusham, and the rabbis conclude over there, that imagine if Moshe Rabbeinu needed this, having a teacher like Hashem, how much more so kal v'chomer lehedyet halomed min ahedyet? How much more so we, when we're learning from our rabbis who are on completely much lower level, we for sure need modular learning. We need it broken up into pieces, digestible pieces that a person can handle and understand and process. Hainu. Shahafsokois shel Moshe shehoyo lehizboinein ikrom hoyo bishvil sheyilmedu kal v'chomer hahedyotes. Rav Nosson says the Gemara is telling us that the main reason why Hashem made it that even Moshe Rabbeinu had these breaks was to teach us, to set an example for us. Could be Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the breaks so much, but many things that Hashem did were to set an example for us. Just like the Gemara says, when Hashem created the world, he was boine oilamois umachrivon. Hashem, like an architect, he draws an initial picture, tears it up, draws a second picture, tears it up. And the Gemara says, when Hashem created the world, he built a world, destroyed it, did it again, built a second world. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hashem couldn't get it right on the first shot? Of course he could. Hashem did it to teach us, to set an example for us, that when a Jew wants to do something important in life, they need to know that you don't always get it right, that you usually don't get it on the first shot. Not to be discouraged. Just because it didn't work on the first shot didn't mean it didn't work. It means you succeeded 30%. And the second time you succeeded 70%. The third time, it'll start, the success will start showing. After, just like we mentioned in baseball, person hits a single, you look at the scoreboard, there's a zero up there. Another, a double, a triple, zero, no progress at all. We're wasting our time. We're not wasting our time. Because when the next guy gets up to bat, if he hits a single even, he might bring the other guy in and you start seeing scores on the board. Kal v'chomer ha'hedyotos, she'asimu revach b'inyan la'inyan, So the Gemara says, how much more so? Simpler people, that they must leave spaces between from topic to topic, lehizboinen, to be able to think, to be able to absorb. Umeelu habechinois, that the concept of coming close to a rabbi. When we read the story of Rab Nosson Zal coming close to Rabbi Nachman, we see that he came and he was on high intensity. All, you know, he was ready to just set up shop over there, stay there for the next 6 months, 8 months. Rabbi Nosson didn't let him do that. He had him stay for a certain significant portion of time, then he told him, go home. Rabbi Nosson understood that this is critical, that it can't, a person can't succeed in Yiddishkeit unless he has a tremendous desire to grow, unless he knows how to run very quickly, but at the same time he knows when to turn around and go back. Ume'elu habechinoi shel harevach, shetzrichem liten b'shvil ha'izboinenus, and it's from these concepts of this space that a person has to leave in order to be able to absorb, in order to be able to digest, mishom nishtal shel v'nimshach kol b'chinas ayil v'nofekanal. That's what causes all the ups and downs that a Jew experiences in life. Hashem knows exactly what I need today. Hashem knows that today I have to take a break, so he makes it that the electricity isn't working, and this is all kind. I forgot my book at all. Why? Doesn't Hashem want me to learn? Why didn't Hashem let me remember? I don't understand. The answer is Hashem knows that today, right now, your mission is to be without the book. Why? Maybe you need to speak to somebody. Maybe you need to, each time for a person to realize that in Yiddishkeit, it's not just a constant. It's not just running forward. There's forward and backwards. There's forward and reverse. And to be able to know and learn how to do both of them properly. Shetzrichem lahafsik ulevatel min halimud kol echad lefi b'chinosoi. That there are times that a person needs to pause and take a break from the learning, each and every person on his level and according to his circumstances. Ukemoi shehu be'inyan halimud, and just as this applies to learning, kemoi ken hu bedarki avodas Hashem shehu ha'ikar. It applies similarly to all aspects of serving Hashem, whether it's going to the mikveh, whether it's sitting in the sukkah, whether it's praying, everything. Shebehechrich sheyavru olav aliyas v'yaridos harbe. A Jew must experience many ups and downs. Sheim bechinas ayel v'nofik, which are this concept of entering and leaving. Sheikar hakoyach lischazek bohem, and the main thing that will give the person the ability to fortify, to be strong enough to handle it all, hualidei bechinas hahafsokas hanal, is by having those breaks. Person works high intensity during the day, they go to sleep at night for a couple hours, then it's possible for them to start over in the morning new and strong. If the person tries to skip that, that they'll pay the price. They'll be up the next morning, but the brain will be functioning 3% or 30% instead of 100%. Person needs to know all the aspects of Aliyah and Yerida in order to be able to succeed. Paragraph Membeis. And with this, Rav Nosson Zal closes this halacha. We know that one of the most important parts in the Torah Shebal Peh is something we read every morning at the end of the first section of Shachris, the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shloish Esrei Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. Rabbi Shmuel reveals to us the 13 formulas which the rabbis used to interpret the Torah, Shebichsav, and to build the Torah Shebal Peh. One of those 13 formulas is, V'zeh b'chinas shnei k'suvim ha'makchishin zeh zeh, that there are times that you'll find two sentences in the Torah, two statements in the written Torah that contradict each other. Ad sheyovo yakosav ashlishi v'achriya b'neim. And then you'll search and you'll find a third pasuk which will make peace, which will compromise between those two. Shehoikar hu akosav ashlishi. The Torah here is teaching us that the main thing is that third pasuk, Shehu HaMachriya, which is what makes peace, what compromises between the other two. Shehu bechinas hamoyach hashlishi. This corresponds to that third part of the brain, the das. Sheshom ikar hatseruf v'habir kanal. That's where the main work and the main purification and refinement takes place. The refinement takes place in the das. The Gemara makes a statement when the Gemara speaks about at where when we make havdalah, when Shabbos is over, where the Gemara discusses where to put that bracha, where do we put the havdalah in? So the Gemara comes up with all kinds of possibilities, and the Gemara concludes that the best, most proper place to put havdalah is in the bracha for das. Because the Gemara says, imein das, havdalah minayin. Without das, you cannot differentiate. And this is an incredible, important point that Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us here. There are people who go to school and they learn, they absorb a lot of information. And they come out of school as a murderer, a thief, a lowlife, an arrogant, disgusting person. And a person looks at this person and says, I don't understand this. This person has such a good education. How could it be? How could he have turned to such low, criminal, base stuff, you know? And they don't realize that this person did absorb, did have knowledge. They have chachma, they could have bina, even. What they don't have is das. And without das, a person doesn't know how to apply the chachma bina. A person doesn't know how to take that knowledge and now apply it to form a way of life, how to live a good, healthy life without hurting other people and hurting yourself. Here again, we have people who get very educated, never get married, the guy, his whole life turns to, the person says, how could it be? The guy had the finest education possible. The answer is, could be that they had everything but das, but the ability to differentiate between right and good and bad. What's better? Is it better to stay in the library and study for another 8 hours or go out into the world and meet a girl and, and figure out how I'm going to start? That's where I'll get the biggest education. I can sit in the library for 8 billion years and not know anything about what real living is all about until I walk out of the library and interact with human beings, or find a teacher or a rab to get this moyach of das, this havdolah. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki ikar ha'akhosho shebein shnei aksuvim hu mitzidenu. Because the whole concept of the contradiction between these two psukim, the fact that these two parts of the Torah seem to contradict each other, that's only related to us. Machmas chisoron datenu. Because of our lack of das, we look at this pasuk, we look at that pasuk, and we say, hey, it doesn't make any sense. Here he says like this, and there he says like that. It's a contradiction. Ki bevadai mishpatei Hashem yeshorim tzodku yachtov. Because the teachings of Hashem are perfect, are solid. They are yashar. They function together perfectly. There's nothing in the Torah that contradicts anything else. It all fits together perfectly. If it seems like there's a contradiction, it's based on the fact that we don't know enough to be able to understand how these things that seem to contradict each other don't really. Ube'emes bevadai ein bohem shum hakhosha chasushum. And therefore the truth is that there definitely is no contradiction between these two things. Rakmachmas chisoron datenu. It's only because of our lack of das. Shnirin hashnei ksuvim k'sham chishon zezeh. The two psukim seem to be contradicting each other. And that's only because I haven't yet fixed up, I haven't fine-tuned my das yet. Sheshom ikar habirur. That's where the real tuning takes place. Shezeo bechinas hakoshuv kosuv hashlishi. That's what that third pasuk is about. When it says there are two psukim that seem to be contradicting each other, until you get the third one, which makes them harmonious. V'alkein, and therefore, ha-hachro v'atikun hu al yedei ha-kosu v'ashlishi. The compromise and the solution is through that third pasuk, ha-machriya ben shnei aksuv ma-machishen zezeh, which makes peace and compromises between the other two that seem to contradict each other. Ki ikar shleimus yediyas ha-Torah hu al yedei hadas. Because the real perfection and success in understanding Torah is only when a person has the das. The das, for example, another word for das in this case would be the halacha. You can have people who are learning Gemara 6 billion years and are totally confused because they never took it to the next step. They never got to the level of das. They learned that this rabbi said kosher, this one said pasul, this one. They never took it to the next level of the das of sorting it out now and learning how, what formulas do we apply to come to resolve the arguments, to resolve the contradictions. That's the limud of halacha, which is the most important limud. Sheshom ikar habirur, shehu amoyach hashlishi, that's this third moyach, bechinas hakosh vashlishi, which is the third pasuk. And now Rav Nosson Zalei, Zva'ayin la'el ba'ois yudches besoifoi, take a look back a little bit in paragraph 18 towards the end, where Rav Nosson Zalei there also touched on things that are relevant to what he just said now. With this, we conclude Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, which was a serious piece. And now we go into the final set of laws in this first volume of Orach Chaim, which is Hilchas Beis HaKnesses.